Hello there, and welcome to Doc and Spyro's Flash News. This is a beginning segment. We recorded this, well, I recorded this after our preliminary recording that you're about to hear. I want to apologize for the lapse between the recording and the upload. I've been going through some personal stuff on my own. Everything is going okay now, but hopefully this will be a more regular segment that can be sort of a complement to Doc and Spyro's League News, where we go over the standings and everything like that. I just wanted to provide it a bit of an update in the standings. Playoffs are currently over. When we recorded this, they were, in the middle of them at the time. And we're going to the victory, the Continental Cup Finals at the moment. The matchup is going to be the Vancouver Wolves versus the Helsinki Titans. It should be a really good matchup. Congratulations to both teams, especially my friend Spyro, for finally making the finals. You absolutely deserve it, bro. And then in the minor leagues, we're going to have the Mississauga Hounds, my former team, versus the Las Vegas Aces. Two very good, deserving teams that are going to go really far. It should be very interesting to see. But yeah, in the meantime, enjoy this segment. I apologize for the, once again, sort of old standings, and enjoy the show.
All right, and welcome to Doc and Spyro's League News Mini. This is our new weekly segment show where it focuses really more on just, flash news, news flashes, and standings updates from around the league throughout the week. How are you doing, Spyro? What's going on, man?
I'm great, and I like that term, flash news. We're gonna steal that for the title, I think.
I've always liked it too because I got that from my boss. My boss is Israeli. And if, for what they have all these little idioms that they don't quite understand, and he would always say news flash is flash news, and I really liked it, so it just kind of stuck its way into my head. But yeah,
I like it. No, that's perfect. But yeah, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just got off work. I'm eager to hear about these standings we got going on.
Yeah, so we're actually just gonna rifle through these playoff standings for the major leagues.
Yeah.
And the
I
minor
mean,
one looks
everybody
like it's
knows.
under construction, so.
Yeah, that's fine. Everybody knows what the end of year standings were by this point. If you made playoffs, you're excited. If you didn't make playoffs, you're bitter. So yeah, let's see how some of those playoff teams are doing.
Right? And why rehash like old wounds for those teams that didn't make it? I'm sure they're just
Exactly.
getting over it now. Like, why bring that back to them? So,
Exactly.
like you were saying, let's dive on in. And we'll go over to, well, there's not many teams, right? So we'll start with the North American Conference like we usually do. There's only four teams playing, two in each conference, and these are the like the prelims or like the
Yeah, the
openers,
wild
whatever you want to
card.
call it. What's up?
The wild card, right?
Yeah, the wild card round. They're trying to get into so this one is Calgary versus DC. They're trying to get into play against Toronto, I believe. Or they might be trying to get in against Vancouver. Because like, I think we're first seed, so we play the last seed.
Oh, geez.
So, and right now it's looking like DC is up 2-0 on Calgary. So,
Yep,
we just
that's
had a
pretty
podcast.
unfortunate.
Yeah, we just had a podcast hoping that you guys would come through this, maybe with a sweep or something. And give some Scott Green love, like maybe bring the cup wherever he follows.
Oof. Well, I will say about Scott Green is he has officially made more playoffs than Ray's Funk did. So
Damn.
that's
Damn.
pretty cool.
I mean, your guy loves to compete, it's clear, but you guys are down a little bit. I wouldn't feel too bad because the same thing's happening on the other side in Europe. But I feel that compared to that series, I feel that you guys could actually come back against DC. You
I
guys just
think
got to
so.
really stop the
The games were
bleeding.
pretty close for the most part, I think. So,
They've been close. The one game wasn't so flattering for the goalies, but it close. It was a high scoring game. I feel that. You guys are finding the net, and LaFontaine just didn't really find his skates that first game. Probably just some jitters because been. And we just had a little bit of technical difficulties. Sorry about that. So, Doc, I was just asking you if you guys think that you could really come back against DC.
Oh, absolutely. I think so. I think, you know, it's shown that anything can happen last year being on Seattle and coming back from the reverse sweep. So, yeah, this is a team that wants to do it. They want to prove they're successful. And I think that this can just serve more of as a wake-up call and we can start getting our asses in gear.
Right. And I know, like you said, you've had a lot of experience with this with Seattle. So I have a little bit of faith, like compared to seasons past for them. They've had a really young team. Now that they have a veteran presence in you, I feel that helps a lot. So,
yeah,
I don't feel too worried about that. Now, let's go over to the European Conference so we can wrap up these playoffs. It's Prague Phantoms versus the Helsinki Titans, and Helsinki is up 2-0 on Prague right now. So, yeah, similar situation to you guys, but I don't know. Helsinki's really strong.
So yeah, they're still really good after last year, and that is one that I could see ending in a sweep.
Yeah, it's hard to say that, but that's pretty much what I was thinking. It's I'm hoping that the Phantoms can at least like get one or two in, but I think that Helsinki just needs to get slowed down before the next round, or they're just going to start steamrolling their way to the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a team you want to pick up momentum.
No, they did last year, and they were deadly. Thankfully, like we stopped them in Seattle, but they're every bit as good as they were last year this year, so it's going to be tough.
So that pretty much wraps up the playoffs. Like I was saying, the Miners is under construction right now, so we'll have to update everyone with that. Like I say, there's not too much to really go over anyway, but we'll have more to talk about next week for sure.
Yeah.
So,
there's no
if you want, I can roll us on out into the...
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No worries. I was just saying, I can roll us out into the next segment if you want, but...
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So we're just going to take a quick little break then, and we'll come back and talk about some more league related stuff and then have a little bit of an honor for Scott Green coming up. So stay tuned for that. All right. And we're back. So I just wanted to talk about the current situation with the All-Star Game public vote. So just going to give everyone an update on who's leading in each category. Then I wanted to move in to another little segment here to honor the retiring of Scott Green.
Oh,
so, yeah, let's just quickly rifle through this so that we can get to that. So it looks like leading in the fours right now is Linder at 54 votes. Which is crazy. He's got 15% of the votes. Behind him by 4 votes is Lanton. Yo, Talinder's a beast. These are well-deserved votes.
Yeah.
Who's in third? Just making sure that there's no one above him. Okay, so it looks like it's Chris Rice with 45 votes in third behind Mikko Lantinen. And Rice is an absolute beast, too. So it's nice to see two of my former Hounds teammates so high up on the All-Star votes.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And I feel that instead of going through everybody, we'll just go through like the top three and then the top two D if you want.
Yeah.
Or I guess, well, we could do the top four D because it'd be two aside. So yeah, those are the top three forwards right now. The next three, it would be a lot harder to go through because they're closer in votes and nowhere near as high up, and I feel that'll change by like tomorrow morning. So
I'm more sure
to go through the guys that are like a lock. So yeah, we're gonna move down into the defense now, and it looks like Condor Andrian is leading heavily with 53, and that makes sense. 18.66% of the votes. So that is.
Yeah, that makes sense. He's ridiculous.
Yeah, it makes sense because they are an absolute monster. So I'm just making sure this is second for sure. Oh, yeah. So second is Vladimir Pavlov with 40. I just wanted to double check nobody was in between them, but nope. And that's a pretty big drop, 14%. And
yeah, absolutely. Like,
that's just to show you how much of a beast Adrian is. But nothing against Pavlov, because Pavlov's obviously second highest voted defenseman.
Oh, he's fantastic, but Adrian is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just that next step defenseman, in my opinion, or if like not a full step, at least a half step, because it's harder to get a whole step on somebody at that high of a level. But
yeah.
Now the next two, I'm just going to mention them because they're like right next to each other. And there could be people that catch up, but so far it's Lincoln Tate and then Jeff Downey at 28 and 27 respectively for the next two. So that's like together they have Adrian's pretty much. So yeah, third and fourth are not even close to first. But behind them, there's a few people at like 15, 12, 10, 14. So I feel like the bottom two could change too, just like for the forwards, the bottom three. But it's not as steep as the forwards. So I guess we'll just we'll go into the goaltending here, and then we'll go into your honor segment. So, yeah, it looks like this is heavy. Jax LaFontaine is leading with 37 votes, 25.17% of the votes. One quarter of the votes amongst the goalies are all for one guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's absolutely a fantastic goalie, and you know, he deserves every bit of the praise, but I really hope that he can turn it around this playoffs because he deserves a cup.
But yeah. I don't know, but that's just a huge gap, like, compared to every other goaltender. And like,
oh, it really is.
Stat-wise, there's not a big difference. Like, between the top three, there's really very slim difference between them, but the voting does not show that.
Nope. It's crazy. You've got the next gen of goalies right here.
Right. Just to show you what I mean, though, top goalie in stats in every category this season was Raymond Bernard. He has 23 votes.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know how he has 12 less votes. Actually, I think it was more.
Yeah, that doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, he has 37 to his 23, so 14 less votes than LaFontaine, but he's exceeding him in every single category.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, Jax deserves the votes, but to that degree, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, but
yeah, Bernard definitely deserves more than that. He should, if not be leading, it should be closer for those two. Like 32, 30, something like that.
Yeah. Well, you heard him. Go vote for Bernard.
Right? Hey, man. Those are my rivals, Bernard and LaFontaine, and I still voted for them. Because I voted for who I thought was the best. I voted for those two myself, and I think I voted for Stonewalski, actually. Him or Jax Hextall? I can't remember now. It was somebody that was, like, close, like, near fourth or fifth in stats.
Yeah.
So, I can't remember off the top of my head who it was. But, yeah, those three. So, LaFontaine, Bernard at 23, then myself at 20, are leading all the goaltenders so far. And fourth, I'm just making sure, because we got some meme votes in here.
Oh, of course. You always do.
No, it's Ray Spunk. Ray Spunk has 10, but Eagles and Jacob Tun both have 9. Hextall has 7.
That's close.
Diamondone has 7. You know what I mean? Like, they're all pretty close for the fourth. So they're all fighting for who's the fourth goalie for the All-Star game. Because the top three looks like a deadlock.
That's wild. Well, we'll see. It should be fun to watch.
It's going to be interesting. But so before we honor your retirement, this makes me think of something we're talking about on the podcast.
Yeah.
We want to kind of start doing some commentary on alumni games.
Yeah.
Or like alumni games.
Yeah, because that was what we were talking about with the All-Star game is, you know, we wish it had live commentary from some of the personalities that are around VHL. And, you know, us being us, like, why don't we just do it? Like, get off our butts and do it. And I think that'd be a lot of fun, you know, take teams from, like, certain decades or, you know, certain ages or even an all-time, you know, alumni team and just put them up against each other. You know, how would, you know, Moscow's greatest alumni, the few that there are, like, face off against, you know, all of, I don't know, Toronto, like a team that has such an illustrious history. It seems like it'd be pretty interesting.
I would like to see it with young and old too. So you get some of your old school franchise faces playing with some of your modern talent, like really elite talent.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. So then you get
guys like from Toronto's past on the team with a guy like Jax Hextall as the goalie or something. You know what I mean? So it'd be a little bit of modern active players, but being able to play with older players or someone like me. Triple H is gone now, and so is guys like Freeman and Denver Wolf, Schneider Yager. But if I could like put them all on like a super team together, I think that would be pretty cool to commentate.
That would be dope. So yeah, we're thinking about doing that, and probably do it in NHL 20 the same way, right?
Yeah, I was thinking of doing it the same way the All-Star game is done. Run two lines and just, you know, load all four lines with the same players twice. And then, like I said, we would come to a good consensus of who we think would be not necessarily just top players, but top players for each, like, area. So, like, I know, for example, Brock Louth is a top player. He doesn't really fit the bill for forward or defense, though, because he's done both. Yeah. If it was an earlier switch, then I could have considered him a forward. But a good example for that is like Baraka. Baraka played forward for a bit, switched to defense for most of his career. So he's a defenseman.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would allow you to pick Baraka as a defenseman for Seattle type.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like Maxim Kovalchuk on Seattle, like he spent most of his time as a defenseman and is really known for his defensive stats. You know, I wouldn't have him as center.
No. And what I was thinking, so, because a lot of these players will have been retired, and when I go to do the overalls, I was thinking of just going in on the portal and looking at the last time they played and picking up their overall from there.
Yeah.
However, I feel if we do recent enough decade, so say you pick Seattle, I pick Vancouver, and we go through players modern enough that even if they're retired, we could go back a few seasons to when they were in their prime and look at what their overall was. Then I can reflect it so that it was like them at their pinnacle. So instead of seeing a Rays Funk at like a 79, or I guess it would be an 89 in NHL, you'd see him at like a 94 or a 95, which is the Rays Funk everyone would remember in the Hall of Fame, right? You're not going to...
Right.
It's the same thing.
Well, that's what NHL does. Like, you play as fucking Jacques Plante or whatever, and it's not like he's 94 years old. You play as him when he was 27.
Yeah, you play as him in his prime.
Yeah.
With, like, max stats. So that's what I'm thinking. And then you get players that are, like, really stacked overall, and it's, like, different generations on the same line. And I feel that'd be cool. Because then it's, like, you see, a Penguins game where it's, like, Lemieux and Crosby, because that was like that actually happened for a while. But imagine if like now you have today, so it's the Maple Leafs, you got guys like Tim Horton and Doug Gilmore and Austin Matthews, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Felix the Cat Potvin with Freddie Anderson, like if you had that young and old like mix like that of modern talent, and then but not just like, oh, it's Felix Potvin. He's a 70-year-old man with Freddie Anderson. I mean, like, he's brought, like, back as his prime self.
Yeah.
For the comparison.
That'd be dope.
I feel that this could be really fun to do, and it might take us a bit to actually get the commentary to sound good, so we'll apologize in advance for that.
But let us know if you have any suggestions or ideas for what we could do for that.
Or if you're interested, and we might do intermissions in there just like this, but we'll do like video commercials. So I know people like Patrick Talinder, if you're listening, you're really good at making video graphics and stuff. So if you want to make like an advertisement for the VHL in there, we could pop that into post edit and stuff like that.
But yeah, I guess that pretty much wraps it up. Thank you for listening to Doc and Spyro's Flash News. Sorry for the brief cutoff, but unfortunately halfway through the recording, it's pretty much unusable. I don't know if it was my internet connection or something like that. So two inserted edits here. My internet has just been an absolute doll recently. But I appreciate your support. Thank you for listening, and you have a great day.